I give you all the credit, God. You got me out of that mess. You didn't let my foes gloat. God, my God, I yelled for help, and you put me together. God, you pulled me out of the grave, gave me another chance at life when I was down and out. All you saints, sing your hearts out to God. Thank him to his face. He gets angry once in a while, but across a lifetime there is only love. Nights of crying your eyes out give way to the days of laughter. When things were going great, I crowed, I got it made. I'm God's favorite. He made me the king of the mountain. Then you looked the other way, and I fell to pieces.
I called out to you, God. I laid my case before you. Can you sell me for a profit when I'm dead? Auction me off at a cemetery yard sale? When I'm dust to dust, my songs and stories of you won't sell. So listen and be kind. Help me out of this. You did it. You changed wild lament. I'm whirly dance. You ripped off my back mooring band and decked me with flowers. I'm about to burst with song. I can't keep quiet about you, God, my God. I can't thank you enough.
This is Luke 1 through 12. Later the master selected 70 and set them ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he intended to go. He gave them this charge. What a huge harvest, and how few the harvest hands. So on your knees, ask the God of the harvest to send harvest hands. On your way, but be careful. This is hazardous work. You're like lambs in a wolf pack. Travel light, comb and toothbrush, and no extra luggage. Don't loiter, make small talk with everyone you meet along the way. When you enter a home, greet the family peace. If your greeting is received, then it's a good place to stay. But if it's not received, take it back and get out. Don't impose yourself. Stay at one home, taking your meals there, for a worker deserves 3 square meals. Don't move from house to house looking for the best cook in town. When you enter a town and are received, eat what they set before you, heal anyone who is sick, and tell them, God's kingdom is right on your doorstep. When you enter a town and are not received, go out in the street and say, the only thing we got from you is the dirt on our feet, and we're giving it back. Did you have any idea that God's kingdom was right on your doorstep? Sodom will have it better on Judgment Day than the town that rejects you.
Thank you so much. Have a seat right up here. And is there more to read? Oh, the witness. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Hi, my name is Ben Swap, and I am going into 5th grade. When I went to Sunday school for the first time, I was very nervous. I was new to the church, so I didn't know anyone but my family. After a while, I got used to it, made friends, and it was a lot of fun. Downstairs, during the school year, we have classrooms depending on what age you are. We learn some things about God, and then we go to the main area to read the scripture, sing songs, and have fun with other kids. During the summer, we do things a little differently. We have groups depending on your age, but the groups are run by older kids and Miss Leanne supervises them. We do a few worksheets, sing songs, and enjoy talking to our friends. I would highly recommend going to Sunday school for your kid. Have a good rest of your summer. Thanks for listening.
Ben, you know why that was not a good thing? Is everybody's going to want to go downstairs now and not stay up here anymore. What a beautiful job. Our readers were amazing. Thank you. I want to invite the kids to come up and help me with my sermon. I'm going to do the first point. You're going to do the next two, and then we'll call it a day. Come on up here. Give me a hand. that all right? Don't be shy. Just come down like you normally do. Have a seat. Let's just sit together here. All right, so the Bible was read so beautifully by these guys. It was a story of Jesus sending his friends out to go ahead of him to talk to people before he got there himself. So did you get it? He sent out how many? Did you hear the number? 70, yes, he did. And they went out two by two into the villages. And here's what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to begin, like Jesus said, that the harvest like was really big, but there weren't that many people to help him. So they were going to go out and like harvest people. Now, that doesn't make sense because we're not really harvesting here anymore that much other than gardens. Hey, you. You know, I think it was Jesus' way of saying, I want people to be gathered in. I want them to be loved. I want them to be brought to me. I want them to be taken in. God is a gatherer, like people collect things. Do you know what I mean? Anybody collect baseball cards or coins or stamps or spoons or something? Steve, what do you collect?
Rocks.
It's a great thing to collect. Sports cards. And what do sometimes like you miss something in your collection, you got to go hunting for it? Same thing, you guys. This is what God does. He's missing people, so he wants us and he wants people to go out and collect them and say, need you, want you. My son, he was a baseball card collector. He was missing a couple cards once. We had to go everywhere just to find the right number so he could complete the set. So the idea is that people are sent to you guys to help you, to be taken in, to be loved by God, to know that you belong. Point two, how about this? Who are some of the people that are sent to you to remind you that God loves you, that life is good, that everything's going to be okay, that you can be peaceful inside? I'll give you some hints and then help me, okay? How about sometimes a mom or dad? Are they like angels sometimes that just bring you like love and hope? Yeah? Who else? Help me now. Where'd Miss Leanne go? She's way in the back. Is she one of those, do you think? All right. How about any of you coming to Vacation Bible School this week? There are going to be people feeding snacks. Could they be like some of the people that are come to gather you in? Bible teachers, music, drama, what else? Door greeters, game players, yeah? How about some other things that remind you of God in the world just during your normal week, that there's real love in the world, that you can be peaceful inside? Who?
Flowers.
Flowers, plants. Wow. How about that in terms of a witness of God? Yes. Did anybody see a rainbow this week in the sky? Yeah? I went to a play last night. It was a Shakespeare thing. Anybody heard of him? Yeah? It was a kind of a boring thing that was hard to understand, and then my heart was so touched because the whole thing was about forgiveness and grace, and I thought, oh my gosh, God was in Shakespeare when he wrote that. It was just beautiful. There's witnesses and people that come to us two by two, every single day, sometimes unexpected. So here's point three. Jesus seems to be saying, stay really soft so you can see things, so you can hear things. How do you stay soft? Anybody ever eaten an avocado? Not good? Anybody like them? Guacamole, right? Anybody like guacamole over here? No? Well, pretend you like it. If you did, would you eat the peel off of it? Anybody want to eat the peel? No, you peel the hard part off and you get to the soft, yummy guacamole part, right? Well, let's change the metaphor. How about this? Anybody like bananas? Yeah, have anybody ever eaten a peel? No? Do you want to try? No, you don't. It's nasty. you take the hard peel off, and then that sweet fruit is in the middle of it. One more. Anybody ever eat an orange peel? They're tough, and they're gritty, and they're just not good. So same thing, right? You peel it off. So in the Bible, Jesus said, when people are sent to you, we should stay soft, we should stay tender, we should stay, like, open. Sometimes people, even these really nice people in church, they get irritated here sometimes a little bit. Sometimes with their pastor and what he says, sometimes with what churches decide to do. And every one of them that are here stay soft and tender and sometimes lean into that and think, maybe I should think about it before I get too mad. Right? I'll close with the story. You ready for this? My granddaughter, who's 9 years old, she called the other day and she was asking me if I've ever said I'm sorry, but I didn't mean it. You know what I mean? Did you ever have to say you were sorry, like to a brother or sister, when your mom says, say you're sorry to them, and then you say, yeah, sorry. Anybody ever felt like that? Did you ever say it, but you didn't all the way mean it? Yeah, wait till you're married. I'm serious. It's hard work. It is. Sometimes your heart doesn't feel sorry all the way. And Jesus, in this passage, he's begging the disciples, begging them to go out and just love people and travel light like all these people do for each other and for you, but to stay soft and to hear it. So I said to my granddaughter, yeah, sometimes I apologize like a politician because there's like a moral code and you should say it, but you don't really mean it. You say, yep, sorry about that. But sometimes when I put myself in the place of the other person and I think what it is to love really deeply and then be hurt by it, that I get. Do you? You ever loved someone and then been hurt by them? If you can put yourself in the place of your parent or your brother or your sister or another person and stay really soft like an avocado or a banana that's been peeled, then you will see God's kingdom come around. You will, and you'll be a part of it. And life will be good, and we'll stay grateful. Why don't we pray? Dear God, thank you for your love and your forgiveness. Help us to see angels and stay soft. Amen. Thanks. Have a seat. Thank you for your help. Great job reading and sharing.